To Midnight Hour Episode 3, The Roads We Walk. It's interesting to me that as I've evolved in my career, as I've drawn practically all my life, that the things that I've experienced and seen is very different from other artists who have done their journeys as well. And what's interesting to me is that things are never as they seem. We don't always talk about the things that go on in our lives as artists. We put them in our work. Whether our art is a concept design, to illustration, to graphic design, even down to painting and just, you know, basic illustration. We never seem to, we wear our expressions in our art, in our, which is basically our sleeves. And the sad part about this field, this profession, is that a lot of our work, a lot of our designs, a lot of what we create gets taken from us in so many ways that it begins to wear us down as if what we're doing is right. Not the creating part, not, you know, drawing illustrations and sending them to clients. More like we share our work process, we share the illustrations to social media. And then somehow, in some way, someone is brazen enough to look at that illustration, see that it's really good, that it has some traction, and then they'll copy it. And when they copy it, they will make minor changes to it here and there, or blatantly just say it's theirs. They just get rid of the watermark or the signature. It's rough, because no matter what you say about it, people tend to act as if what you're doing shouldn't cost anything. And I ask this to myself a lot of the times, is why can't this profession be seen as a career as other professions? A lot of artists make a lot of money. And some make no money. It just depends on the drive and the hustle to get there. That being said, though, nobody's art should be used against them, especially plagiarized by somebody else. And I've seen a few artists out there who have had their work frowned upon. A recent artist that comes to mind is Sakimi-chan. Now, this artist creates pinup girls and just pinup art in general, and it's very lewd, and sometimes I believe they have this way for them to be, or not this way, but they have a version that's safe for work and not safe for work. And someone decided to attack this artist because of their political opinion. Now, they didn't say anything, they didn't do anything, they just, you know, retweeted a tweet on Twitter. And because they did that, someone went on the offensive and decided to attack them and their art and their life. There is an artist in China. I'm drawing a blank on her name, but I believe it's, her tag is Helium Raven. And this artist did something similar, but she did it for China. And all of a sudden, her art was attacked. And it was as if she had to make an immediate apology before she could do anything else, because she felt that if she continued to voice her opinion, which is used in her art, that she couldn't make art anymore, that her profession would cost her. And then you have artists who make things like fan art and stuff. And there are other artists, I'm gonna put quotes here, there are other artists who will take that work and change it because they think it's too sexual or misogynistic or, I don't know, something. And then they change it and it becomes even worse than what that was made. And it's not even a good change. It's like a copy. Like, they took the image, they copied it, and they did a very poor job of copying it to make themselves, to prove their point. And what is it? What point does that prove? All you've done is make a mockery of yourself and a profession because you didn't like what someone else created. Not everyone's gonna like what a lot of artists create. The wonderful thing about the art industry, whatever medium you're in, whatever profession in the art industry you're in, art is subjective. Not everyone's gonna like the same thing, but everyone deserves to have their art be their life. And what I mean by that, be their life, I mean that everyone deserves to be able to put food on the table. And if someone's profession is their art, then they deserve to have the right to do so. And it's really crappy that here, especially in America, depending on the field that you're in, if you're trying to make it, even if you did make it, You'll have people that like you. You'll have people that follow your stuff. And then you'll have people who look at what you do and they will say, oh, we don't like this because this woman has her breasts are large. Or, we don't like this character because they're not the right color. It's even gone down to, oh, why aren't they more muscular? Oh, why aren't they fatter? The criticism that is used for what these people want to attack artists for, it makes no sense to me because it seems as if they are trying to instigate their agenda to push what they want onto other people. That's not how things go. I mean, yes, we push our ideas out into the world to make them happen, but everyone should have the right to choose instead of making it to the point to where we are literally making people feel that what they present to the internet, to social media, to art in general, that what they create, whatever the illustration they decide to design, if they make it, are they gonna have a job the next day? That's a horrible feeling to have for anyone. No one's illustration should cause them to lose their profession the next day because someone online doesn't like what they created. Art has been around for centuries. And no one has ever gone to the extremes that we have gone to today. Sure, throughout centuries, art has had a constant battle, but depending on what was being, you know, illustrated or, you know, what the viewers were subjected to. But a lot of people would voice their opinion and express it to the artist and to other people that they were showing it to, and they would move on. And the artist would take that criticism and create something new, and it would be a newer piece, a new design, story, illustration, what have you. This isn't just paintings. This is from comic books, especially in Japanese and Korean and Chinese mangas, down to European comic books. Everyone would make their criticism known, and they would make something better. So it really concerns me that here we make it a point to want to cancel anything that's done that doesn't meet someone's agenda. And the thing that, you know, I've come to understand is that the roads that we walk on our path and our career is always going to be a slippery slope, because somewhere out there, someone will try to find a way to get us to lose our profession. And it's not everyone. It's like I've said before in previous episodes, the people with the loudest voices, even as a small group, are the ones that are mostly heard. And sadly, that's changing a lot of things, especially in the comic industry, especially in movies and video games. You have these people that don't like something and they want it changed, but yet they don't buy the content that they say they want changed. They just want to see if it works, and then they go about their business. And sure, some of them will. But the ones that do buy it don't make the profit. So what's the point in producing something if the profit isn't there? That's why a lot of things shut down, because they listen and no one buys what they said they wanted changed, and then they lose their business. What purpose does that solve, other than for them to feel good? And then you have artists and designers who are just looking to go with the flow of the agenda. And it's not everyone. It's the few that it is that I've read about. It's as if they are willing to accept a very low wage and are okay with that low wage to make whatever they're making. And I remember comic artists and writers and comic creators making a lot of money back in the 90s and early 2000s. Even before then, artists were making a lot of money. Where did the line get drawn that you can't produce and make a profit? That's no way to live. But yet people want it to be that way, and I just don't understand that. I honestly think that as creators, as designers of any kind, of any medium, I'm gonna keep, you know, expressing that, because the art industry is so vast that you can literally do anything. Comics, movies, fashion, books, anything. But I believe that if we allow ourselves to create and illustrate the passions that we have for the field that we have. Things are a lot easier to express. Now, a lot of things don't, you know, have this limit because, you know, people have teams. But then you have people that do not have those teams and they have to work separately or they have to work alone. And you are in this bubble and you are hoping that the pens around you don't break your bubble and that there is a helping hand out there to get you to either express yourself in that team or to, you know, just be somewhere where you feel comfortable to create the illustrations you want to create. But I don't think that anyone should ever feel that this road, this career, this passion to create worlds and characters, I don't think that anyone should ever feel that they can't do what they want to do. And the sad part is that until people start realizing that the world doesn't revolve around them, we have a long way to go before we can get there again. And I really hope that that long road isn't that far away. Thank you.